March 17. Harmony. Endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. The Holy Spirit will work with the consecrated human instrument, for this is God's purpose. God has opened a door between heaven and earth which no power can close. He calls upon every human being to be pure, holy, sanctified, in order that the work for this time may be accomplished. When God's people place themselves in proper relation to Him and to one another, there will be a full impartation of the Holy Spirit for the harmonious combination of the whole body. Nothing so manifestly weakens a church as disunion and strife. Nothing so wars against Christ and the truth as this Spirit. By their fruits ye shall know them. Matthew chapter 7, verse 20. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries? Either a vine, figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. James chapter 3, verses 11 to 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 to 15. As long as we are in this world, we must be linked with one another. Humanity is interlaced and interwoven with humanity. As Christians, we are members one of another. The Lord has made us thus, and when disappointments come, we are not to think the worse of one another. We are individual members of the general body. In helplessness and disappointment, we are fighting the battles of life. And the Lord designs us, as His sons and daughters, whom He calls His friends, to help one another. This is to be a part of our practical Christian work. Signs of the Times, February 7, 1900.